I started working on the river while in college, doing some summer work, Christmas vacations, and started building my time towards my officer's license, my pilot license. And then after graduating from college with my degree, I went to work on the river as a deckhand for my father, and during that time, completed the time that was required to set for my first issue of license, which was an operator of uninspected towing vessels, which I actually got in 1975. I worked in the Harbor Service for 2 years, at which time I left and started working for the Valley Line Company, posting as a pilot on the lower Mississippi. I stayed there for a couple years, and my father had bought another boat, and he needed some help running that vessel or operating that vessel.
Your father was a captain
he
at the
was
time?
he was a captain on the river, and he retired from the Ohio River Company around 1974, December 74, and then we went into the tug business in 75, and 75 to 77. And at the end of 77 is when I left the harbor business and went to the Valley Line Company. Worked there until 79, and he actually went to work for another company as well. We dissolved the tug harbor service there at the end of 77. And then when he purchased the boat, his own vessel in 79, I left Valley Line, and a lot was due to I was the youngest captain pilot there, and they had dissolved their Illinois River division and brought those captains and pilots to the lower, and me being the youngest, I felt that my job might be threatened a little bit, so it was easier to go back and work for my father than it was to stay there. And so I did take that opportunity and leave, and went back and operated his vessel for a couple years. And he actually got sick while I was operating that vessel. And that was at the early 80s. And the bottom kind of fell out of the market back then. They actually overbuilt barges and boats and everything. So your profit margins were low and what have you. So we felt that it was probably time to sell that old. It was an older vessel, so we found an opportunity and was able to sell that vessel and actually generate a new contract with another company and start leasing boats. We started leasing boats from a company called the Ohio Barge Line back in those days, and that was in the early 80s. It had been 1981. We operated those boats up through 1987. Ingram Barge Company had actually acquired Ohio Barge Line in 1985, and at that time, Mr. Ingram offered us an opportunity to lease boats for them as well. So we stayed on with the vessels that we had and operated those up till 1987. And at that which time I actually took a job for Ingram and talked my father into retiring. And it was probably the best thing I ever did. He was able to enjoy life for the next 4 years with my mother, and then he passed away in 1991 at an early age, which I was glad that I had him retire when he did. And then of course I enjoyed working for the company that I'm with now, and have been with ever since. And I worked as a captain for Ingram and up till 95. In 95, I was asked to come shoreside as an operations manager. I did that and worked as an operations manager up through 2006, 2007, and then started doing basically training here at Siemens Church, and I've been heavily involved. Actually, before that, even as an operations manager, I would come over here and facilitate our classes as well as doing my other jobs shoreside. But in 2006, 2007, I actually was able to take that on full time because we had grown as a company, actually acquired several companies along the way, and became one of the largest commercial towing companies on the river. That at that time, I think we were operating 150 vessels and almost 5,000 barges, 4,500 barges, so it's quite a large fleet.